Okay, good morning everybody. So happy to see you all last 4 years. So I'm so used to that UU churches now. Wherever I go, I never miss UU church. So sometimes people made the nickname for me, UU Buddhist monk. So I'm happy with that because my temple in Chicago, it is a former Unitarian church. So that's how I started my journey with them. Finally they left, I stayed. So the good thing about the Blue Lotus Temple, still they have all the combination. So one side Buddha standing, other side Jesus standing. So the Jesus and Buddha working together at Blue Lotus Temple. So the people feel very comfortable to come there and meditate. If they want to practice meditation with Jesus, they can. If they want to practice meditation with the Buddha, they can. Or both of them. So that's about the Blue Lotus Temple. Today when I was sitting here, I was thinking in this room full of love and compassion. So I felt it, that good energy about the story and singing, about the breath and all those good things happening around this room. It is a wonderful feeling to feel that way. So then I was thinking, I want to talk to you a little bit about more loving kindness, how to practice it, how important to have loving kindness meditation. In the beginning of my journey, I was teaching using that former Unitarian church meditation. So what I taught them, how to focus on their breath. After doing for a while, I felt, I don't know how they are doing. I want to check. So then what I did, I asked them to have some personal time with me. I had like 10-12 students. So then I talked to each student, then I said, please tell me your story. So each person shared the story with me. Some stories are very painful, very emotional. Some people were crying in front of me. So I was listening to them. After listening to those stories, I realized no matter what, no matter who we are, we all are carrying self-hatred and anger. Do you agree? No matter what, we all are carrying self-hatred and anger. Sometimes when I say something funny, maybe you start to laugh and smile. It doesn't mean you don't have problems. So I have so many problems, but still I know how to laugh, how to smile. So when I see people are smiling, I always feel there are a tiny little smiling Buddha inside you. So that means Buddha nature within, being distracted in this world, in this society, we lost it. We cannot find it right now. So when you find welcoming, warm, loving people around us, again and again we can see that the Buddha smile within us. So even they were crying and emotional in front of me, I felt they have some kind of good qualities within them. I changed my meditation technique. One morning I said exactly what I did, let's practice loving kindness meditation. I thought the best thing I had to do with these people, first I have to heal these wounded minds. Best remedy is practicing loving kindness, loving awareness, loving compassion. So I did that. After doing like a 15-20 minutes, I asked people, how do you like loving kindness meditation? Then everybody said, oh, we love it. There was a lady sitting in front of me. I know her. She was sitting with me like more than 3 years. She was looking at me angrily and she said, I hate loving kindness meditation. So then I couldn't believe it. Then I was thinking, I know her very well and I think I'm wrong actually. And so she was sitting with me 3 years. How do you hate loving kindness meditation? Are you making joke with me? She said, no, I'm not joking with you. I don't like it. It doesn't make any sense. I asked, why do you say that? So then she said, loving kindness is very selfish action. I can love other people. You ask to love myself. That is not right. I can love other people not for myself. It is selfish. Then I was thinking, that's not true. If you cannot love yourself, how you are going to love other people? I asked her. Then she said, no, that's, I can do that. Why, I'm coming to this UU church last 15 years. I'm the one organizing homeless program. I'm the coordinator. I'm helping so many homeless people. So that means I'm practicing loving kindness for other people. No need to do for myself. That time, I had the delusion, I'm talking about now 11 years ago, I had the delusion in my mind, I'm a Buddhist monk. I can fix whole world. Good luck, right? So now I don't have that idea, that delusion totally gone away. I really know I cannot fix whole world, I can fix myself. Having that intention, I told her, no, you have to love yourself. If you cannot practice loving kindness, you cannot give love for other people. Now I keep trying to explain to her whatever I know. Every time when I say something good and loving kindness, something deep, she gets more mad. So then I said, okay, let's think like this. Now you are telling me you can practice loving kindness for other people without practicing yourself. She said, yes, I can do that. Then I said, okay, just imagine, now you can imagine too, you want to give me a gift. Oh, Bhante is here at the UU church, I'm going to give you a gift. So you wrap something beautiful, you are so excited, oh, I'm going to give this gift. Now I receive your gift. After I receive your gift, what do you want to hear? I ask her. Huh? Thank you. If I don't say thank you, how do you feel? Huh? It's hurt, right? I ask her, how do you feel if I don't say thank you to you? Then right away, anyway, she's angry. She said, you are a terrible Buddhist monk. You talk about loving kindness, even you don't know how to say thank you. That's how I feel. It's hurt my feeling. I said, thank you so much. I can handle that. And so, then I asked her, after you giving this gift to me, do you think you are practicing loving kindness toward this monk? She said, yes, that's why I spend my money. I said, no, you are so selfish. I said, you are so selfish. If you truly love me, you have to give maybe 10 gifts. No problem. You can give 10 of them. So after receiving your gift, my responsibility, my job to say thank you. But if you have expectation, something wrong with you. So then I said, when you give love to somebody, there is no expectation involved. Then what happened? People start to laugh. She doesn't like it. She get up and she left angrily. I don't like you. You ruined my meditation and you ruined everything. How much I enjoy this place. You was talking about something, you know, the crazy about loving kindness. I don't like it. I'm leaving. I don't come to this place again. Then I felt a little sad because maybe I had to handle it better way. And so what can I do? I let it go. So then after she go home, what she did, she sent me a long email. I don't like you. You ruined my meditation. What is this crazy, stupid loving kindness meditation which I really don't like? And then I sent a nice email to her, my dear, please understand, self-love is the most important practice. If you cannot get that, you cannot practice love for other people. I sent a nice email. Then she sent another email. No, I don't want it. I don't like it. Now she keeps sending me emails. I realize we don't go anywhere. So then I felt, now she is pushing my buttons. So after that I thought, I want to send her email, if you don't like me, if you don't like loving kindness meditation, don't send me emails. So if you send me email, this is the deal, I don't read it. I just delete it, very easy. I just delete it. I made that comment. But still she keeps sending me emails. So what I did, just easy, delete it. I did couple of times. Now she keeps sending me emails, it took like 3 months. So one day I saw another email from her. It says, subject says, Bhante, please be kind. Please read my emails. So I thought maybe a few months later it's okay to read it. So then I opened the email, I start to cry. There's a beautiful story. This is the story. She said, I totally understand what you are talking, but I don't want to accept that. Why? I am so angry with myself, and also I am angry with my mother. When I was 10 years old, I used to live in California with my mother. She is alcoholic, she is drug addict, physically and mentally, she abused me. That's how I raised. So when I was 10, 12 years old, I moved to Chicago. Now we are living here. Today is my 40th birthday. My mother is over 70 years old. I have so much anger towards her. Now she is writing this email 12:30 at night. She is asking me, Bhante, I apologize. I really want to know about self-love. This is my 40th birthday. I don't want to carry this wounded mind. Remember, I said wounded mind so many years until I die. I don't want to carry this anger towards my mother. I want to let it go. I want to surrender. That's what she said. Then she said, right after I let it go, I felt so much love inside me and felt relief. And also I felt so much love towards my mother. I was so happy to hear the story, read the story. Then I sent a nice email. I'm very happy for you. You got it. Please continue your practice. Even I didn't invite her back to the temple. So after a few weeks later, another winter day, I was getting ready for the Saturday morning meditation. I saw the handicap access door opened. I saw one older lady using a walker try to walk into the room. I never seen her before. What I was thinking, I want to help her to come in because it's a lot of winter, you know, the snow in Chicago. And so then I saw one lady, another person coming behind her from the car. I recognized the person. The daughter took the mother to meditation. So mother practiced with me more than 3 years and she passed away. Now the daughter still practicing at the temple. I call her little saint. So now every morning, weekdays, she come to the temple and directly she go to the meditation room and practice meditation like 15-20 minutes. After that, she come to my office and knock the door, Bhante, what can I do for you? So then I say, I don't have anything to do for, you know, to give you some work today. Then she said, no, I need something. Then she said, okay, if you don't have, you know, have anything, I will go find out something. Then she go and clean the bathrooms and keep doing like an hour or two, all the voluntary work she is doing. In the evening she go to work. So think about her whole life, she changed because of practicing self-love. So what I am really asking you today, this morning, forget about the world. Don't worry about it. So there are two worlds. One world is our internal world. Other one is external world. External world is too big for you to focus. This is too big for you to taking care of. But your internal world is enough. You have enough thing to work on. So if you really want to see external world peaceful and happy, what you have to do? Focus on your internal world. So taking care of yourself means you are taking care of other people. I'm always telling people best place to understand loving kindness meditation when we are in an airplane. Right? When you are in an airplane, so they give us a safety instruction. One of them is put your oxygen mask first before you assist other person. That's what Buddha said 2600 years ago. Put your oxygen mask first before you assist other people. Now they use it in airplane, but no credit to the Buddha. That's fine. So Buddha never get mad. So every time when I'm in airplane, I'm thinking, I'm so grateful I learned this lesson even when I was 10 years old. How important to practice self-love. So I think if you have self-love, you know, there is no expectation. One time when I was in Australia, I was sitting outside and reading a book, waiting for somebody to pick me up. I saw one young man came behind me. I saw a hand coming behind me and somebody dropped $20 in front of me. So I'm a monk. I'm so used to those kind of things and donation. And just imagine somebody, you know, sitting outside, somebody throw some money in front of the people. Maybe you feel weird. You maybe you feel bad. So you know what? I was totally happy because I got $20. So anyway, so I'm so used to that kind of lifestyle. So then I was thinking, I want to say thank you to this person. So I just turned my head, looking at the person. I saw young man walking from the distance. I didn't have time to see his face. I didn't have time to introduce myself. Even he didn't wait to introduce himself. We didn't have any communications. I think he saw a Buddhist monk. Maybe he has some background. He had the feeling, I want to give something, donate something to this person. He just dropped $20 in front of me and he just left. I was thinking, that's the best gift I ever received. Why? So much love, so much kindness involved in that action. Why? There is no expectations. So, now please understand, most important practice in your spiritual journey, finding self-love, self-caring. If you cannot taking care of yourself, how you are going to taking care of other people? Sometimes parents keep asking me, I want to teach my children how to meditate. Sometimes I say, good luck, right? And it is really difficult to teach sometimes for people, children, to how to meditate. If you really want to see your children, see your family members doing good, what you have to do? And set an example in front of them. I really remember when I was a young, you know, the little boy, and that's what my mother did. Holding me, keeping next to her, she did meditation every day. She did chanting every day. I didn't ask, what are you doing? Or she never asked me to do. I just sit next to her. Then I felt her love, her warmth and her kindness, everything, because she did it to herself. She's a wonderful, loving, compassionate woman. And so that's what she did to me. She never asked me to practice loving kindness or anything. She set an example in front of me every day. So because of her action, I found my peace and happiness. I end up in the temple. Right? My early, you know, I became a monk age 11. So now more than 30 plus years I'm doing. So now my life theme is always add more love to the world. Right? So sometimes people asking, Bhante, always you are very busy and doing so much work. How you keep everything connected and that energy? So more than I teaching to people, I set up an example in front of them. I'm not a teacher, I'm a practitioner. I'm a student every day. More than teaching how to practice loving kindness for people, I try to live with it. So I realize I heal my wounded mind practicing loving kindness many, many times. Now I am practicing this loving kindness, those three words you repeated, I am well, I am happy, I am peaceful, more than 35 years. So those words become very powerful to my life, and also I healed my wounded mind, and also I healed many thousand people around the globe. So now I am traveling around the world. My most influential teaching or sharing with people is loving kindness. So I am passing to you today my love and compassion. Please keep those three words every day close to your heart. What are those three words? I am well, I am happy, I am peaceful. Somebody this morning asked me, sometimes very difficult to say well, very difficult to say happy, because we are not happy. Just fake it until you make it. Right? And so that's what I did when I was young. I just fake it. I don't know what it is. I just fake it. One day I realized how beautiful those three words. Now forget about what I said, but please take those three words to your life. Now you are driving home after church. Somebody cut you off. That's the best time you can practice loving kindness. Right? So as a monk, you know, I'm driving a lot. Sometimes people are honking and do all the things because I'm doing mistake tour. I'm in a hurry to go to different places. So one day somebody's honking. Then I was thinking, no need to get mad. Maybe he's practicing how to honk. And so the best thing I can do, I just repeat those three words, well, happy and peaceful. That's why. Then I was looking at that driver, big truck, you know, the big truck, and looking at me, you know, he's saying something. What I did, sitting in my car, I just bowed to him. And so then he started to laugh. That's what I said. Then I passed my love to him. So love is a very incredible, powerful experience for our life. Please practice that. Thank you so much. So I have three CDs because I don't have that much time after the service. Right away I had to run for another program. So please spend some time if you want to buy some CDs, putting out the fires in your mind. And it is a guided meditation CD, 15 minutes guided meditation, loving kindness, and 30 minutes inside breathing meditation. The next one is driving with Bhante and fill up on peace, put the brakes on rage. I heard the children love this CD while they are driving with parents. And the last CD is the Chill With Chant. Anybody interested to listen to the chant? It is a blessing chanting. All the Blue Lotus monks chanting together. If you are interested, you can purchase that. And the last thing is Well, Happy and Peaceful bracelet. It is a donation from one of my students because I am doing a project every year in Sri Lanka. It's called the Maternity Ward Project. Many years you helped me. And now this is my fourth year I'm going for that. And so selling this bracelet, I'm raising funds for the mothers and the babies. If you want to see what I'm doing, please go to my Facebook page and Bhante Sujata. You can see all the pictures and video clips, and you can enjoy that. So I think this is a good gift for somebody you really like, for yourself to remind, and this is a good gift somebody you don't like. So thank you so much, and thank you. Thank you.